Hey, everyone. Thanks for sticking with us here on Gone Outdoors. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri on KWSN in Sioux Falls, KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. On this segment, we're going to chat about something that, you know, and we'll talk about it from time to time, and it's probably one of the most overlooked gear things that us outdoorsmen have. And, you know, we love our gear. As outdoorsmen, we love gear. And we like to buy tackle and guns and fish houses and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, some of the most important stuff you get is your outerwear, because it's what's going to get you out in the outdoors. It's going to keep you warm. It's going to keep you comfortable. It's going to get you out there earlier in the day, get you to stay later in the day, and it's going to be able to keep your mind on what you're trying to do all day if you can stay comfortable. So in this segment, we're going to chat with Mr. Tony Agri. He is a Shields hunting expert. He's also one of our contributors for Brewer Agri Outdoors. And we are going to chat about footwear. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be back.
So is it safe to say that footwear is something that many outdoorsmen kind of overlook the importance of it?
You know, absolutely. Just because there's so many different types of footwear out there for outdoorsmen, depending on what you're doing, from a broad range of things, from pack boots to mountain boots to rubber boots you don't carry in scent to where you're going. There's boots designed for everybody out there and specific things that they're doing.
You know, and I think we could probably talk footwear for hours and hours. You know, if you're just talking outdoorsmen, you know, whether it's for a fisherman, whether it's for a big game hunter or upland hunter or an ice fisherman, there's so many different styles out there that are very specific for what you're trying to do. So let's chat, let's talk about fall hunting and the type of shoes, the type of footwear, boots that a guy will need for the different types of things that he's going to be doing.
You know, for us up here, it's an exciting time of year with archery open right around the corner. And the big open possibilities to the land out west, up by Benora and Dickinson, all that public land for people to go out and have free access to whatever they want to try to do out there. And that'll be the type of footwear that we're really focusing in on, because that's the type of footwear where you need to specifically tune in to what you're doing and where you're at, whether that be how much elevation you're conquering, what time of year it is, what you yourself are carrying in, and how much yourself you weigh. So that all comes into play when you're looking at what type of footwear you want.
Just a question here, because you know both Scott and I, and you know that we take our footwear very seriously, and all summer in the boat we wear our Crocs and we're pretty happy about it. We're talking about highly technical wear. When you're talking about the footwear, you know, you are preparing, and you're going to be next weekend. You're going to be out in the Badlands chasing mule deer, chasing whitetail. You have very, very highly specialized footwear in terms of giving you the support to be able to climb, to walk the distances you're going. And this isn't just, you're not just going out and saying, I'm just looking for a boot. Is that fair to say?
You know, you're absolutely right. And for you guys and your listeners out there, it's what consideration and what factors do you have to take in when you're looking for that piece of footwear, whether it's the height of the boot, what the boot's made of, how stiff the sole is, what kind of tread is on there. Weight for those people who are backpacking in is a big one, big factor to take in for those people. So finding the right boot that's going to fit you is something that we can educate you at if you come into Shields and try out these boots.
Well, Tony, too, I got to believe that the price of a boot is rather important to a lot of people too, because I'm sure you can spend as much as you want and get the best boot out there, but maybe not everybody needs that, depending on how they hunt. I mean, if you're just a tree stand hunter, you're going to want a good boot, but you're probably not going to need the same quality of a boot as somebody that's going to be hiking around up in the mountains.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's why custom fit boots for what you do, wear a mountain boot versus a pack boot or a rubber boot like the muck boot we're all used to wearing out to the stands, crossing small streams and such, just to get there, drag no scent, and those are perfect for those tree stand sits where you're not going very far. Compared to out west when you're trekking in, you know, 1, 2, maybe 15 to 20 miles, that's where a highly technical piece of footwear really, really holds its value.
I got to believe that scent control is important pretty much for any hunter boot, no matter what you're doing, where you're at. And I'm assuming that most of these boots have some type of a scent control so that you're not going to be tracking your scent around.
You know, mostly it is for the rubber ones, and that's the advantage. I know me and Kyle, with shorter distances to our tree stands, we specifically stick to those rubber boots to carry scent not as far and be able to put scent eliminator on them so we can get to the tree without dragging scent in. But a lot of these Western boots, you know, you're driving so much and you're in and out of the truck. When you're walking, you get a certain distance and a lot of that scent is just eliminated just due to the amount of ground you're covering.
And I think another factor in that too, in that discussion, is the fact that when you're pursuing other animals, and maybe it's upland birds, maybe you're doing a lot of walking through fields and it's not going to be too long. We're going to have pheasant season opening up here. And for some folks, I got to believe versatility, you know, being able to have one set of boots that they can wear out west for an archery trip and then out to a pheasant trip and maybe just doing some scouting and looking around at their deer camp. Versatility is an important factor too, I got to believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where finding the best boot that can do the most things for you is what's best. More bang for your buck. And the less you can buy, the more money you can spend on being out there and enjoying your time out there. That's key.
So, Tony, if somebody goes into Shields and they're looking for a good quality hunting boot, what are some of the brands they might want to look at? And if you got any models or anything, are there any, does Shields have any of their own that they carry that are a premier type of hunting boot? What do people want to look for when they get there?
Yeah, so we have highly trained experts on staff all the time that can help you guide no matter what situation you're in. But we carry a lot of the top names, you know, Crispy, Tenatrek, Rocky, Danner, Lacrosse, Muck. We carry a huge variety of footwear. And the best part is there's a lot of Shields around the area. You can go and try those on and talk to the true experts who are using those products. As far as exclusive products to us, we did just launch a West River 2.0 boot with Crispy, which is a 400 Thinsulate Western style or hilly mountainous terrain boot. Pretty excited about that one. You can check them out in stores.
So what if somebody wants to purchase boots online? Are there resources there where people can get some of that information also? If, you know, I know the online thing is really getting to be a lot more popular. It's not nearly as good as being able to go into a store and visit face-to-face with the Shields experts and try stuff on. But I'm assuming that there's getting to be a lot more people that are buying boots online.
There absolutely is, and especially with this quarantine going on, we have stores opening and closing. A lot of stuff will be sold online. The one thing with footwear I can tell you is do your research on the sizing side. Everyone sizes them a little bit different. So, you know, if it comes down to it and you're about to pull the trigger on a $200-$300 pair of boots, even down to a $100 pair of boots, you want them to fit right. Call the store, call who it is and ask them, does this run big, small? So finding that true fit is really going to make that boot function properly.
Yeah. Great advice, Tony. Thank you very much for coming on Gone Outdoors. I know people can find you on many social media outlets, Tony Agri, or you can send a message to Brewer Agri Outdoors and you can get a hold of Tony there too. Thanks a lot, Tony. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, guys.
All right. Special thanks to our Gone Outdoors show sponsors, Race Sport Marine, Adventure RV, Devil's Lake Tourism, Shields, and Ion Electric Ice Augers. Thank you for tuning in to Gone Outdoors. Take us with you when you go out into the field, in the woods, or on the water with Gone Outdoors podcast at KFGO.com, KWSN.com, and on Apple Podcasts. You can find us at BrewerAgriOutdoors.com. Don't forget to send us your questions and we'll answer them on air. And you can find us on all social media outlets. Until next week, from Scotty and Kyle, we will be Gone Outdoors.